At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
This is Paul O'Coyne of the Hylozoic, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. with nobody but you, baby. I'm doing my real thing with nobody but you, baby. Now, I know a lot of people been telling you this and that. Oh, but don't you listen, 'cause they don't know what's at. Whenever you need me, just call it out.
I'm doing my thing.
I'm doing my thing.
With nobody but you, baby.
Nobody.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
101.5
UM FM.
Yeah. You got you fixing the mic there?
There we go.
Technical difficulties fixed.
Da, 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 da.
So welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody.
I did the set list.
You did. You're like, here it is. And I go to look at it and it's like, oh, it's all
done. It's all done. It was one of those, I kept putting songs on it. And I, like, what we do for our show is one of us starts a playlist on Spotify. And usually 2 days or a day before Thursday, we're like, oh, crap, we share it. Usually you give me a completed set list or close thereto. I usually have like two or three songs if I ever send you one. I'm enjoying the break because, I mean, I've been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
Probably decade and a bit before you came along. So I'm fine with you taking the lead on some of the set list, but I was putting tracks on this one and I kept, oh yeah, oh, I should play this. Oh, I should play that. And I sent it to you and I'm like, oh, I want to add two more. And then I looked and I'm like, oh, that's the show.
It's all done.
It's all done. It's a lot of like funk and Hammond soul type stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of going back to the Punks and Parkas roots, I think.
Yep.
Started off with the Village Callers.
Hey, Hector.
It's funny, I was listening to that and I'm like, I don't like live albums. It's funny, we were just talking about that while the set list was playing. That's the kind of live album I can get behind, though.
Yeah.
It's so good. After that, the Marquees.
Grab this thing.
I don't know what this thing is, but you got to grab it.
Ask first.
And then, well, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
No consent is key, folks.
That's right.
Consent is key. And finish that off with Clarence Reed doing Nobody But You, Babe. So we got a lot
yes.
of funk. Some that you're probably looking at the titles and they may not ring a bell to you right now, but I think as soon as you hear them, you're going to
Yeah, well, as soon as you play the Hector, I was like, oh, I know that song.
Oh, there's some in this set coming up that I know you're going to know, but not because of this.
Yeah.
You're going to know because of a sample.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to hit you in the face.
I'm like, ding! Ah!
Two of them for sure are going to smack you so hard. You're going to be like, oh, yeah.
You're going to smack me so hard, my clothes are going to be out of style.
Pretty much. All right. We're going to continue on.
30, 60, 90.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Like 30 minutes, 60 minutes. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to look it up. This is Willie Mitchell.
3016. See ya. Let's play some music. Olé.
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You make me glad I'm a woman, 'cause you're a feeling, thinking man. And anytime what I'm feeling, with why and how I want to live. You're so rare, man, you're so fine. You know, I'm so glad you're mine. You're so very rare and so fine. I'm sure not glad you're mine. I have to praise you when you hold me, when you work your way around. Ain't a part of me left over that your sweet love ain't found. You make my moan turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. When you make
It would help if I turned the microphones on.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
101.5 UMFM.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I mean, and we're on the face.
We are, every Monday, making Mondays happy.
Make it happy.
And I don't know why I'm yelling.
I don't know why either. I should turn your mic down. It's so funny, when we started the show, like when we first started dating and you started coming on the show, I had to pump your microphone up way high.
Yeah.
I guess because you were nervous and
nervous,
a little shy.
I didn't talk a lot.
And now I always have to pump your microphone down because you've gotten comfortable, right?
Yes. Like,
and it's so funny because I keep forgetting because I put mine mid and I always crank yours. And then when we get on, it's like, God damn it.
Like, this is Daniel.
I just find it cute. It's neat that like when you become comfortable in something, it's like, it doesn't matter anymore.
That's right.
So, yeah, we had a big set there.
We did.
We started that off with Willie Mitchell doing 30, 60, 90, and I Googled it.
Yes.
Because I was like, why would you name a song 30, 60, 90? Like, I understand 54, 46 was my number.
Yeah.
Because it's prison number, I believe. But this is a little different. So Willie Mitchell's 1968 instrumental track 30, 60, 90 refers directly to its catalog release number on High Records. He's done this before. He's got a track called 2075, in which he did the same thing. So I guess it was an instrumental. He didn't have a name for it.
Yeah.
Just gave it the catalog.
Like, whatever.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
This is just kind of funny, right? After that, The Organics with Foot Stompin'.
Foot Stompin'.
Not Stompin', Stompin'.
Stompin'.
after that, Camilla Yarbrough with Take Your Praise.
Take Your Praise.
Which is sampled in what, Daniel?
I want to praise you like a shoe.
Praise you like a shoe. Funny story, when Hunter was little, that's what he thought they were saying. So it's kind of stuck.
It's
but yeah.
Praise You by Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim. So that's the original. So much slower, hey?
Yeah.
Like, really slower. But I love it. And then, I'm going to butcher this name, Lalo Schifrin? Schifrin?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah. The Danube Incident. Do you know what that is sampled in?
No.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself when I tell you. It sounded familiar, though, right?
No.
It's Sour Times by Portishead.
Oh, see, I don't know that.
Oh, you're not a big...
I didn't even listen to Portishead, so I'd...
Yeah. It's one of their bigger hits. We'll play it on the way home. Okay. It's directly, like, lifted. It was funny because I didn't know that was a sample. I mean, I should have known. There's quite a few samples in some Portishead songs.
Yeah.
And it just came up on this playlist, and I'm like, oh, no. That's not Portishead. So I Googled it. And I'm like, oh, son of a, you know what?
Yeah.
That's a sample. So Danube Incident is what it's called. It's from a great album, actually. I listened to it. It's called More Mission Impossible. So it's all like spy themes.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. And then we finished it off with the Just Brothers.
Sliced Tomatoes.
Right about now.
The Funk Soul Brother.
Funk Soul Brother.
By Fatboy Slim.
Again, another fat. It's so funny because I didn't listen to a lot of Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
Except for like what everybody heard. But all the samples that he grabs are stuff I dig.
Yeah.
Like, big time. So I'm surprised I don't listen to more Fatboy Slim. It's funny because I knew Sliced Tomatoes before the Fatboy Slim came in because it's actually quite a well-known Northern Soul track.
Yeah.
Because it's got that, it's kind of soul. It's got that fast dance beat. So, you know, I was listening to it and then heard Fatboy Slim and I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah, and then I looked up 3690.
Yes.
Or 3690. And Sabbath released the song NIB in 1970.
Yeah.
Which is 2 years after that song came out.
Oh.
Geezer Butler took that idea of that bass line that's in there.
Okay.
For the guitar bass lines.
It was funny because that was not the song when
no.
I was like, you're going to recognize some of these. That was not the one.
And
I
recognize that. Dun, 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 dun,
as soon as
dun,
you
dun,
set, you
dun,
pointed
dun,
that out to me, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, it's not a sample because that was in the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there were samples used in the 70s, weirdly. But yeah, so he lifted it.
Yeah.
I wonder, does he give him credit?
No, because it's two different.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He just kind of took influence.
Yeah.
Music.
Right?
It's so cool.
Like you can only do so much of it for so long until it starts repeating itself.
Exactly. Like, I love listening to, not listening to, but reading about or hearing podcasts about copyright laws in music.
Yep.
Like, I used to want to be a lawyer. Like, years ago, I was like, oh, I think I'd be a great lawyer. I love doing research. I love forming arguments about things and having an opinion. You know, I love that kind of stuff. And I always was getting into these musical cases and stuff. And it, like you said, there's only so much you can create. And there's only so many variations of, you know, things that you can create. And sometimes it's just in the ether. Like, I think it's Tom Petty. And was it a Tom Petty track that he took from George Harrison? Or some, there was something with Tom Petty, and I remember him saying, like, it is what it is. Like, I'm sure I've accidentally ripped off stuff from other people without even realizing it.
Yeah.
You know, you get influenced by something, it kicks in, and that's that. So, Captain Dan.
So, DJ Penny Lane.
What's going on?
Folklorama's
in
full
off.
Swing as of last Sunday.
Yeah, Folklorama happens every August in our fair city.
Yes.
We're a very multicultural city.
We are.
Which is amazing. I love that about us.
Yep.
And it's kind of a festival that just showcases the different cultures.
The world.
And it's nice because we were lucky. We were able to travel overseas. Not everybody is afforded that luxury.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah, so for $8 to $20 a person, you can go check out.
Get some, like, feel for a culture. Like, if you ever wanted to go to Japan, and it's just too much money. It is expensive. I've looked into it. Go to one of the pavilions. You get you get to enrich yourself and get into the culture and experience food and
entertainment.
There's often cultural displays.
Yep.
The people that work there are super knowledgeable. There's usually people in, I'm not just talking about Japan, but, like, all of them.
Yeah.
Cultural outfits.
Yep.
It's fantastic. Can't stress and enough.
Yep.
If you're ever coming to Winnipeg in August, check it out.
Check it out.
It's reasonable, too.
Yeah, it's like $8, I think, to get in, and then you pay for your food. And
there's passes and things you can buy. I know your mom was saying, she lives out in Selkirk, that one of their seniors.
Yeah, one of their seniors groups.
They does a bus tour.
Does a bus tour.
Takes them all, VIP treatment, in and out. So yeah, go check it out. It's running till the end of next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. We saw another movie.
We did.
Yeah, we saw Spidey Guy.
Spider-Man, brand new day.
What'd you think? Without spoiling it.
It was amazing. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just love the fact that it was in New York, where Spider-Man is based out of.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Took it back down to the street level that Spider-Man was from. And
yeah, you're right. I kind of glossed over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah. You're like, it was fantastic. I'm like, I thought it was good. It's like I said to Hunter, I'm like, you can definitely tell it's building towards something. Like, the storyline in it is definitely like a plot pusher, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't super heavy on plot. But you can tell it's building to something. Like, something's going to happen, which is fine.
Yeah.
They have to do it. I mean, how many of these Marvel movies do we got coming out in the next? Translation. Quite a few.
There's one more coming out this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in that regard, I was like, meh. But like you said, I loved it too. It was down and dirty. What's her face? This little cameo potato girl?
Potato girl? Small potatoes.
Those are small. What's her character's name?
Yulana Romanoff or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. She was great.
Yeah.
Florence Pug? Lawrence
Pau.
Poe? Whatever. Yeah.
Florence Poe.
That chick.
Yeah.
So anyway, go check it out.
Yep.
It's a good afternoon.
It's no small
movie.
Potatoes, that's
it
for sure.
It is no small potatoes. It's a good time.
Yeah.
I know I'm kind of like, meh, but no, like it was a good, solid movie.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like we wasted our time at all. It was free anyway for us.
Yeah, so. It was nice to see Tom Holland and Zendaya for the second week in a row, you know? It's like...
yeah, it's like, I find that so cute, right? That they're doing all these movies together. It's adorable. but they have great chemistry on screen.
They do.
Like, I mean, they don't interact at all really in... Odyssey.
No.
But They're interacting. And you could tell. Like, they yeah. love each other. It's
they
adorable.
Do.
Adorable. What else is happening?
Well,
the summer is slowly winding down here.
Yeah.
Like, Folklorama is kind of our last big festival.
And it's so weird. As soon as the end of July hit, the temperature seemed to drop.
I know. We were having a god-awful, weird weather for July.
Yeah.
Like, hot, humid, no rain really. Just
and then we get two big storms.
And then we get these crazy storms.
Yeah.
Like our tree, we have probably one of the biggest elm trees in Winnipeg, in our, and I'm not joking.
Yeah,
it's, in our
it's
backyard.
Huge.
It is. Yeah. I've never seen a tree that big, and I grew up next to Burtsville Park. Like it is massive. The storm we had last week, was it last week? The windstorm?
We had the big windstorm on the Thursday night.
Yes. And then again.
Or Wednesday night last week.
Yep.
And then Sunday last
Sunday.
Week.
Sunday. It was Sunday. We came back from visiting your family.
Yep.
And huge, like 11-foot branch from this tree sitting on our roof of our garage. It took a number on that tree.
Yeah.
It's crazy, all the trees and stuff that have been blown away.
Yep.
But then you're right. It turned August 1st and all of a sudden it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's like 20 to 25 during the day with a nice breeze. It's not humid.
Yeah.
It's glorious.
And I know Tuesday morning I go to work, I'm wearing a sweater because it's like
right?
cool.
I was wearing a dress this morning and I ended up putting on jeans because I'm like, I'm cold. I grabbed a extra blanket for the bed last night. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the summer I like. A little cool, nice breeze.
And the Halloween stuff is coming out, so that's...
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's around the corner.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween is always a good time. Michael's has some good stuff this year.
So does Winners.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny because we have been talking about redoing our bedroom as like a spooky theme.
Yeah.
So every time Halloween comes out, we're like, oh, what kind of stuff can we collect for this project?
There's a lot of nice stuff at Winners.
Oy vey. Why are you telling me that? I'm going to go to Winners on Sunday. Bring extra cash.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's about it that's going on in the city. August things really slow down.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah, Folklorama is our last big
festival.
Yep.
It's so funny. When I was in high school, we used to do Culturama.
Yeah, we used to do something like that too.
Yeah, it was an evening or it would be one night, one day at the schools. I think it was usually like a Thursday and a Friday. And then it would be Friday evening so parents could come.
Yeah.
And I remember being involved in the Celtic Pavilion we did. Because I'm Ukrainian, I was in the Ukrainian Pavilion one year. But it's the same deal, but smaller.
Yeah, me and one of my friends, we did an American Pavilion.
American. Did you have fireworks and hot dogs?
No, my grandma made apple pie. So that we were serving apple pies. We had music videos playing.
That's great. Yeah, we did in the Celtic Pavilion. I think it was the Celtic one. We actually got haggis.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
It sounds disgusting.
And it wasn't bad. I just remember being super peppery.
Yeah.
Which I didn't expect. But anyway, should we play more music?
Yeah.
All right. I don't remember what these tracks sound like because I made the set list earlier in the week, but we're going to do it anyway. They're funky. That's all I know.
Baby, let me take you.
In my arms?
Oops, sorry about that.
Are you playing
it? That was me, yep.
I'm like, why is it playing? I didn't even press play. Magic.
Ooh.
So this is the Detroit Emeralds.
With Baby, Let Me Take You in My Arms.
In My Arms.
Let me kiss you.
We gotta dance, baby.
We gotta dance right on out of here.
Right on out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care. We got one, possibly two tracks. So yep. This is René Va Plus by Fun Factory.
Oui, oui.
And if we got time, some Bernard. Pretty Purdy after that.
Pretty Purdy.
Take care.
Adios, amigos. See ya.
Betting on, betting all is my are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanaruan perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanaruan live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Tanaruan are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanaruan perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanaruan live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.